we knew something was wrong. That was just a very, very strong smell of oil. And in retrospect, what we learned was that the NEPCO barge actually ran aground, sprung a leak. They weren't prepared for it at all. In fact, they actually moved it some distance upstream, which just exposed the whole area that wouldn't have been exposed otherwise. And it was just miserable. This bunker crude oil, it was like black molasses. It got onto the rocks, it got into the boathouses and the docks, it got into the wetlands, and you had to go in there with, so they had these adsorbents, the pads, we had rakes and shovels and high pressure hoses, we had trucks with suction, just every possible physical commodity and booms to corral the oil because it floated on top of the oil, but it got everywhere. And I spent virtually the whole summer in Chippewa Bay. A friend of mine built a 4-barrel barge, just a square barge that looked like a swimming platform, and I put a 7.5 Johnson on it. I rode that thing all summer, taking barrels in and out, and then people were fainting from overheating because they were in protective clothing. And we worked all day, every day, taking the oil out of the bay. And it was heartbreaking to see the wildlife, the wetlands. It was just miserable. Someone had to do it, and it did provide an income for folks that, you know, a better income than a lot of people had for that season. But the trade-off was a pretty steep price. So that was quite a summer. That basically all we did, get up in the morning, go to work, come home. And when the season was over, and most of it was cleaned up, but there are places you go out on the river now, and there are rocks or even some structures where you can still see the residual oil line.